in somewhat of our thought process of you can do these by right in these areas, and these areas would need a conditional use. And that's all I had.
When do you anticipate this all being adopted and finalized?
I had asked Travis to try to get back with me, and he's busy, by this meeting for the actual code amendment.
Well, I mean,
by the end of the year.
Public meetings.
I'm hoping by the end of the year.
By the end
of the
year.
That's my target.
Your term will still be good.
I wasn't worried about it. I was just wanting to kind of, I know it's going to take time.
That's what we're working towards.
To make changes. Commission.
I hate to really start, and I think we're close, but I hate to start really working on the map when we're changing the code, because we're going to build a map off the code.
Right.
So once we get the code and you guys say send it back to the county commission, it'll just sit there. And it'll wait for their approval with the map. They'll do the two at the same time.
So with this, if, and this is talking about the lot next to O'Reilly's on 48.
Uh-huh.
So we approved car wash.
Right.
So his plan is to have food trucks and also a drive-through coffee shop.
Right.
So it's multiple uses.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we don't have any guidelines for mobile food courts. So what they're doing is they're setting up. There's no plan for dispensing their oils. There's, you know, some other issues of accessory structures and outdoor seating, things of that nature. So are you going to be putting something together for that? Or
well, that's why I'm coming to you with this, because if we feel as a group that we need something for that, then we can address it.
I say that because in the adopted fire code that Taney County has, and we typically stay in the same year cycle. So 2018 addresses those, and that's why the city formulated language for mobile food courts. So it's two or more. So there's some, you know, some guidelines to what you have if you have two or more trucks. So we're seeing, and it may happen in Hollister. I don't get over there very often, but because the city has spots that are open, then that's opportunity for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no regulation for it.
Right.
So people just come in, set up shop. You don't know about it. Maybe the tax collector doesn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mark my mail.
A lot of times they don't know until I call. So,
if you send me the city of Branson's, okay, so I could just look at it, then I'll see how it fits in with what we have proposed.
Sure.
And then I keep a PDF and I just do the search and I try to find food courts or food trailers or, yeah.
And I don't want to regulate anything else that we regulate everything. that's just an
right.
ongoing issue.
And well, it's and it's expanding too,
because
right.
Because there's zoning that's we're limited to within the city. They can only be in certain areas because
okay.
of the zoning.
Okay.
So.
Well, it's just like that trailer court around on 248 that was here last month. They've got a food trailer along.
He moved off of the lot where the car wash is going so they can do all their work, and he's supposed to go back.
Okay.
But there's an opportunity there in that area, Carson's,
yeah,
where that's at, because he's going to do nightly rental. But why not keep him on the property and have a little food court?
Didn't the car wash decide to move somewhere else?
No, I'm
sure. No,
that's a different one.
Yeah, it's a different one. They're going next door.
Yeah, they've already got.
Yeah, they started digging this week, or last week, for the one next to O'Reilly's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
All right.
Meeting is adjourned.
Boy, he was quick with that, wasn't he?
Wait for Randy. I was trying to...